First of all, just how's it feel to be finally starting the season and get things going week one?
It's good. I mean, it's 2017 season's here now, so it's we're ready for it and just go out there and do our best.
How's it been being here the past couple weeks and everything that's happened in your hometown? How's it been dealing with that and also dealing with football?
I would say that as far as the timing between the two, if it was going on right now or game day, like the actual event, I imagine it'd be a little bit different. But they're at a stage now where starting the recovery process. It was tough there for a little bit. You wake up in the morning and you read your Facebook timeline, and you see, hey, somebody needs to be rescued at this address. I need somebody to rescue my kids at this address. And it's like, you're here. Can't really help too much, but to see that going on, last week, but to know that that community down there came together, people outside the community came in and helped them. It was, it was good to see. So, like I said, it's better now. There's just the recovery part of it's going on.
What was your reaction when you saw those, like you said, going through your Facebook feed, you see all these videos and photos of places that looked normal, but
yeah,
one day and then just underwater the next?
Right, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, you see videos of people riding boats down streets, and you see the street signs on top of mailboxes, where normally you're driving down, and now these people are in a boat. It's kind of surreal to, the aspect, like I said, like you wake up and you read people saying, my grandparents are at this address, if there's anybody that can rescue them, or, I've seen a friend of mine talk about his kids needing to be rescued because he was working out of town type deal. So it was, it was tough. I was fortunate to where my family, the part of the city they were in was up high, so they didn't have any water coming in their house. But to see, other friends going through the stuff they went through is, I feel bad for them.
And also, you've taken initiative. How important is it for you to give back to your community?
It's big because it's, because I guess the big deal with where I'm from is, southeast of Houston. Over 12 years, they went through Katrina, Ike, and now Harvey. And, all 3 years, it was like, water, messed up the town pretty good. You didn't really hear much about it. And they got help, but it was kind of eventual. We're, trying to make a more direct impact to that community. I got a means here, and obviously the team is going to step up, and the guys contributing to this is big, and very appreciative. I'm appreciative, and talking with our mayor back in Bridge City and then the people there, I know they're very appreciative as well.
Which of your players have stepped up so far?
Well, I know a lot of the guys are going to. It's an ongoing deal, so we've made it to where, people come and contribute. And then once that time frame's done, then we'll send it down there to them.
And your family right now, they're all good?
Yeah. Yeah, everybody's good. My sister got away with her kids. They went to my place in Alabama because they were without electricity there for a little bit. But now they're going back. Like I said, everybody's getting ready for the recovery.
And how do you think Houston as a whole is going to respond?
From everything that I've read and seen, it's I got spearheaded with JJ and his efforts. I know there's still areas that are, it's a long process, but from everything you tell, everybody's gonna get through it, I think.
And have you been in contact with JJ about the?
No, I haven't. Just because just two different worlds right now with me getting ready for this season here, but. Yeah.
And just for the people at home, so they can know how can they help out.
I would say, do your research, find what kind of organization you want to contribute to. Anything helps. Obviously now Florida, South Florida is probably getting ready to go through the same thing. And I know a big thing is is the volunteers. That's huge. If you have an opportunity to get down there and volunteer, I know that's real big for those kind of efforts. But even if thoughts and prayers, I mean, that's good for those people as well.